Blog
hello,
Talk
hello,
Radio.
Hello. Hello, hello. This is Fox Latasha V. Forbes coming to you today here on Blog Talk Radio. This is going to be a brief episode today. I know it's been a while since I've been on it here. Again, this is Prophetess Latasha Van Shell Forbes. As you know, I've, as the show says, Prophetess sharing her two books. She self-published live on Blog Talk Radio, and those two self-published books, they're called Obedience is Better Than Sacrifice. I've came on here before many times over talking about this particular book. There's some things that have been added or revamped or were updated, rather. And as you probably already heard, if you have not heard, Obedience, Burden, and Sacrifice is based on my testimony. I shared some details about my life by a particular event that happened many years ago, 1999 to be exact, 2000. And I was, you know, again, the title of the book is called Obedience is Better Than Sacrifice, Latasha Van Shell Forbes. You can get this book on Amazon.com. The ISBN number is 978-144-861-8262. Again, the ISBN number is 978-144-861-8262. The book is $10. Looks like 154 pages. Well, you can go on Amazon.com. This book was self-published by me through CreateSpace. And not only do I give my testimony, I also, the Lord allowed, you know, had me to minister on obedience to Him, and how, you know, also teaching your children about obedience, you know, to you as a parent. Also talk about children obeying God when God is speaking to them and they see certain things in the Holy Spirit, or, you know, or God not nudge their spirit to watch certain things and for them to obey their voice. That's how, you know, God was to me. You know, King David says, when your mother and your father forsake you, meaning God will be there to pick you up. And there was certainly my testimony that God was with me, and he picked me up when my parents wasn't doing their job at all, their job. And my grandmother, in this case, she was raising me, and she was not doing her job at the particular time. And the things that I should have learned and what she should have been teaching me, that wasn't the case. And I talk about this in my book, Obedience is Better Than Sacrifice. And again, I said before that it's based on my testimony. When I disobeyed God, you know, the man that God put in my life, yet he was not ready at the time. We was dating, had two children together, and you know, things are happening, and I do discuss in my book the full load of it, the full scope of it. But my pastor said, you know, that's not your husband. God has someone else for you, and he sent me. I said he, my pastor at the time, sent me on a tailspin looking for my quote unquote Boaz, and that Boaz was not real. That wasn't God's plan. But it was for me to stop fornicating. It was for me to wait on God to fix the problem, and so that the God that He had placed in my life to get himself together. And, you know, eventually things happened, and then eventually 2004, my husband in 2004, we got married, and we see the vision plan that God has for our life come to fruition. And and thereafter we had two more children. But there was so much that happened between that time where where the enemy basically laughed at me because I had stepped out of the will of the Father. I found myself pregnant by somebody, this quote-unquote Boaz, because he's kind of somewhat fit the description of what my pastor was speaking of or what he described at the time. And but it wasn't the will of the Father. And I discussed, give detailed accounts and prophetic words and prophetic things to describe my husband I have now that showed that he was the one, he is the one who God was referring to. And I do give detailed information and things of that nature. And again, it's also a teaching moment. I do talk about other social issues, economic issues, and things of that nature that as a, in reference to obedience, police, brutality, things of that nature. I discuss certain, you know, a lot of things in here that, you know, the music industry, secular music, the government as it relates to obedience and how God is involved. All these things are mentioned in my book, Obedience is Better Than Sacrifice, LaTosha Banshell Forbes. Is located on Amazon.com. The ISBN number is 978-144-861-8262. And you can go online and get your copy, paper book copy, for $10. Also, you can get the book on Kindle as well. I believe it's $5 less or something like that. I'm not sure exactly, but you also can go online to get it on Kindle as well. My other book I have here I'm promoting is Ain't Nobody's Business. Ain't Nobody's Business by, it is titled, well, the name here is Prophetess LaTosha V as in Victor Forbes. And in the back cover it says, Ain't Nobody's Business is based on fictional families and characters. Although the book speaks about real issues, it is not a true story. However, the one person that is real in the context of this book is Christ. Ain't Nobody's Business invites you to see a real God deal with real issues. In the back of the book, there's a picture of myself, and you can go online to get that as well on Amazon.com. Just one minute. Let me take a break right quick. All right, sorry about that. Ain't Nobody's Business. Again, the ISBN number is 978-1499-259-766. Once again, that ISBN number is 978-1499-259-766. This is Ain't Nobody's Business. Prophetess LaTosha V. Forbes, F-O-R-B-E-S, Forbes. And this is a fictional book. This topic is relating to sexuality, and it talks about a family who finds itself in a series of crises. A man, he's a Caucasian man, it's a little Caucasian family, who finds one of the main characters. Jeb, J-E-B, Scholar, S-K-O-W-L-E-R, finds himself in a precarious situation since he was a child, and he grows up, and he finds himself somewhere down the line, and he have a child and things of that nature, and things go awry, death, there are so many issues that he has to deal with, but God helps him make it through it all. Again, this book was written back in 2004. It's basically a vision I had, and it wasn't so much just for the book form or to be a book. It's actually it is a movie idea that the Lord had given me, and so I put it in book form, or I use the word seed, S-E-E-D, because you know I'm not able to put a production to do a movie, so I put it in seed form or book form, in hopes of a manifestation of creating a Christian movie. And again, on this particular topic, ain't nobody's business. And this, it just helps people deal with situations that may arise with their children, with their family, with death, with relationships. It's a testament to a family who thrives through storms. Again, this book is not any of my books that I've written that is non or that is fictional, or even my nonfiction book, Obedience is Better Than Sacrifice, it compromised the Word of God. You will not find compromise. You will not find compromise as it pertains to the Word of God. But again, I want to be realistic as possible, to allow people to voice their opinion on the other side. I don't want God does not have it where the Christian is dominating the whole thing and, you know, giving slam dunks and all kinds of stuff. I just trying to, if you will, I don't want to use the word balance, because I'm not using balance as relates to Christian life. You know, people use the word, you know, we have to have balance. I'm not talking about that. I mean balance and structure. Well, the antagonist and the protagonist, they all have somewhat equal stance as it relates to dialogue and talking points, trying to think on the side as someone who's not saved, how they, you know, they can be, you know, they can be sincere as possible as the way they, you know, express their feelings and their views, and people believe them. Some people are sympathetic to that. And you allow these characters, you know, to breathe and to speak and to bring life into a situation, but at the same time, you know, allow God to speak as well through the Christian characters, you know, and, you know, it's almost like apologetics. You know, the Christian is trying to, you know, give their worldview and try to win the loss and things of that nature. And as intellectual as the non-believer is, he or she give his or her accounts and what they believe. And it can be powerful at some point. But at the same time, we know Christ has the last say so. So you get that, you know. There's no mockery, of course, of Christianity. That's not in here. But at least give some type of structure. So people won't look at, you know, yeah, you know, the Christians make this story either bashing or they're, giving the Christian side more up than the secular side. So you see both sides, because people are intellectual. Christians are intellectual, and they also have intellectual secular people, people who's an unbeliever. But at the same time, you do hear the voice of God and giving his reason and his take on someone to give a life to Christ. You know, Paul persuade, try to persuade. You know, the Bible says, those who have ears, let them hear what the word of the Lord has to say. You know, it can be the very wise or the very simple-minded person can resist Jesus, resist his love, resist the word of God. So it's all about who have an ear, let them hear what the word of the Lord has to say. And you can be as simple as possible, and you can win someone who's intellectual. So it doesn't take, it may not take a whole lot, but it's the idea that I want the story to be genuine, and I want it to be authentic, and it is authentic, and it is genuine, and I want God to come across in this storyline. I'm the type of person who likes to give history and context, start from the beginning and to the end, about a family. I just don't, sometimes with this particular story, I just jump into the plot or the main text or the main storyline of the book. I went from how it all began up until present day. And if it started in 1920 or 1950 or 1960, 1980 or 1990, whatever the case may be, up until current day. And to tell a story, to give you that visual in your mind, to see in your head, to be very descriptive. That's what I've done in all my stories. Again, this is a Caucasian family. Not everyone in here is Caucasian, but this particular book, Ain't Nobody's Business. The family here is Caucasian. I have another book out. I'm going to update that sometime during the summer, like Ransom. Ransom is a Caucasian family. Drug Meetings, the Injured Party, is a Latino family. Another, Armageddon, is an African-American, family situation. So God is allowing me to deal with different races and ethnic background, So so people have a variation of, God doesn't just deal with one race. It's not a black and white thing. And I have other stories, have not been written, but I already know the race of the people. So, again, the book I'm working on right now is titled The Other Community, is actually dealing with Native Americans. So God is just going, just showing God through all nationality and all races and ethnic background. And this particular book, Ain't Nobody's Business, is a Caucasian family, but you also have other races that's in here. So, again, Ain't Nobody's Business, Prophetess Latosha V. Forge. You can go online. This book is also self-published. You can go online to Amazon.com. This book is also self-published to Create Space. The ISBN number is 978-1499-259-766. And again, Obedience is Better than Sacrifice. These are two I'm promoting today. Again, you don't be surprised that Obedience is Better than Sacrifice will get better and better, because I want this to be some type of study plan, it's in book form, but also my desire for it to go probably even in the universities, to get into a place, a plan, like having a little workbook. The workbook is not coming that soon, but I want the actual book itself is going to be updated, upgraded even more so, to make it even more appealing, and to do great things, and to see it flourish. But I am looking for, at least I was looking for marketing techniques. It says that I just need 20 people to purchase Obedience is Better than Sacrifice and Ain't Nobody's Business, 20 or more, but the minimum number is 20. And with reviews, or pleasant and hopefully good reviews, on Amazon.com, they will kind of usher my book into the forefront to be displayed or showcased through Amazon.com as a indie or self-published author. So I need 20 people to purchase Ain't Nobody's Business and Obedience is Better than Sacrifice. And even with that too, that if you go to a traditional publisher, they know your book is selling or popular by itself. That also will allow me in particular, a publisher can see that it's doing well independently. They'll take me on independently, and also take the book to enhance my book, so. It's good, and it's good by itself, but it can also be greater, better. Some people would probably suppose, but at the same time, it is a good evangelism tool to minister the gospel, to put this book in the forefront, to open doors for not only for me, but also, so Christ can can move through me to be used and to be uplifted through my ministry, through my talents, the giving of my talents and time. And what he's depositing in me, it opened greater doors and get connected with the right people and seeing things happen and transpire in my life and for others, for me to be able to hire others, to open doors for others. So I just need you to really search your heart and, just bind the enemy or Satan for, you know, trying to throw in distractions and all other kind of stuff the devil do to keep people from being supportive of another Christian, at least unknown person, of an unknown person. They don't want to be able, you know, keep those from supporting other people outside the normal, outside those who are already popular and already in the forefront. So please, please, please give my book a chance. Please go on Amazon.com. I'm looking for 20 reviews, purchase and reviews for both books, which is Ain't Nobody's Business and Obedience is Better Than Sacrifice. Again, my name is Prophet Latasha Vanshell Forbes, or Latasha Vanshell Forbes, Latasha V. Forbes, or Prophet V. Forbes. You also can get me on Periscope under Prophet Latasha, Twitter, L.V. Forbes, Facebook, Prophet Latasha, or Latasha Forbes, rather, Instagram, Prophet Latasha Forbes. You can reach me, Google my name, and you'll find at least 4 or 5 pages of things as pertains to ministry, me preaching, and or my book. You also can find me on YouTube as well under Prophetess Latasha. And my website is latasha.wix.com/AUTHOR. Again, that's latashaforbes.wix.com/AUTHOR. LatashaForbes.wix.com/author. And you can see my book. You can purchase it also for speaking engagements as it pertains to ministry, my books, to speak on these topics, any other topic. You can also book me there on my website as well. Again, those the price you have there is for locally, where I'm at here in Louisiana. The price varies if I go outside of Louisiana, and I also state that on my website as well. My email address is household_faith_church. Household of Faith Church. Okay, yeah. household_faithchurch@ymail.com. household_faithchurch@ymail.com. That is my email address. If you need to get in contact with me for any other for any reason, even with prayer, you can also go. I get there a lot. I'm also on Google Hangout, Google Plus. I'm also on that as well. BlackPreachers.com. Again, if you Google my name, you will see those things on these things, as I said, these social mediums that I'm on. Again, I'm on Periscope often. And so that's it. Again, my name is Prophet Latasha Forbes, and spread the word. Again, I'm speaking my book, Ain't Nobody's Business, and Obedience is Better Than Sacrifice. You can go on Amazon.com and get your copy for $10 each. And also, please write a review on it. I need at least 20 minimal to really get pushed out on Amazon and more. So thank you for listening, and please spread the word. Thank you.